Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup for 2018. It's going to be a rather exciting year, with two royal weddings, three royal babies, and a coronation. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the Earl and Countess of Wessex in Sri Lanka, two royal octogenarians celebrate birthdays, Queen Elizabeth returns to London, Prince Charles visits the Charles I exhibition, and a seminar focusing on the bicentenary of Bernadotte rule in Sweden, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The Earl and Countess of Wessex arrived in Sri Lanka on behalf of Queen Elizabeth and the British government for a five-day visit on the 31st of January to strengthen ties between the two nations. Sri Lanka celebrates 70 years of independence, so Queen Elizabeth sent a message to President Maithripala Sirisena. You can read the message with this week's show. Their visit will focus on the Commonwealth, education and young people. Prince Edward and his wife Sophie met many young people from a variety of communities overcoming challenges. They visited the school for the deaf and blind in Ratamalan on Saturday the 3rd of February. The Earl and Countess of Wessex met students from the school, children from the Rehabilitation Centre for the Communication Impaired and girls with disabilities from the Sri Lanka Girl Guides Association who are participating in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards scheme. They saw how the scheme helps people with vision and hearing impairments to integrate and to contribute to society. The Earl and Countess spent the second day of their visit in Kandy to visit the Temple of the Tooth Relic and St Paul's Anglican Church. They met students and staff at Trinity Royal College before taking a walk around the Botanical Gardens. Prince Edward and Sophie also attended an Independence Day parade on the 4th of February in Colombo before attending a lunch hosted by the British High Commissioner, followed by a reception at Temple Trees for young people who have achieved the gold standard in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. The Countess of Wessex flew from Colombo to London Heathrow to return home, whilst Prince Edward departed on a flight to India. The Earl of Wessex then carried out official engagements which focused on entrepreneurship, technology, sport and female empowerment on the 5th of February.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Princess Beatrix of the Netherlands celebrated her 80th birthday on the 31st of January. However, she celebrated this milestone with family and friends in private. New photos of Princess Beatrix with her sons, daughters-in-law and grandchildren. She hosted a birthday reception at the Royal Palace Amsterdam for personal guests on Saturday the 3rd of February. Princess Beatrix was Queen of the Netherlands for 33 years from 1980 until her abdication in 2013. On the 30th of April 2013, Princess Beatrix was succeeded by her eldest son, Willem Alexander. Princess Beatrix married German diplomat Klaus von Amsberg on the 10th of March 1966. They had three sons, King Willem Alexander, Prince Johann Friso, who died in 2013, and Prince Constantine. However, she was not the only royal octogenarian who celebrated a birthday in January. King Juan Carlos of Spain celebrated his on the 5th of January. Like the former Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, King Juan Carlos abdicated, although he stepped down from his throne in 2014. Juan Carlos had reigned for nearly 40 years after he became king in 1975. He married Princess Sophia of Greece in Athens in 1962 and had three children. The eldest, Elena, was born in 1963, Christina in 1965, and the heir, Philippe, in 1968. He cited personal reasons and said it was time to hand the country over to a new generation. His son, Prince Philippe, succeeded to the throne as Philippe VI. King Philippe celebrated his 50th birthday on the 30th of January. You can read more about him on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip attended church on Sunday the 4th of February at West Newton, which is on the Sandringham Estate. Hundreds of well-wishers had gathered outside St Peter and St Paul Church on a chilly but Sunday morning to greet the Queen and the Duke at their final Sunday church service before she leaves Norfolk to return to London. The Queen and Prince Philip arrived at 11 a.m. in their Royal Bentley. Queen Elizabeth wore a bright red coat and dress with a matching hat to keep off the winter chills. After the 45-minute service, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip stopped to speak to some of the people in the crowd and accepting gifts and flowers as they made their way to West Newton Village Hall. The Queen and Prince Philip had kept a low profile during their traditional break and only being photographed when attending church services. On Tuesday, Queen Elizabeth spent the day of her 66th anniversary of her accession in private. The longest reigning British monarch became Queen on the 6th of February when her father, King George VI, died. The Queen caught the 10:54 a.m. train from King's Lynn to London's King's Cross, marking the end of her Christmas holidays in Norfolk. She travelled on a first-class fare costing £58.10, which is roughly about $103 Australian, and accompanied by a policeman guarding her during the 1-hour, 40-minute trip. Station Master Graham Pratt said it was a special honour to have Her Majesty on board as she returned from Sandringham. This year is going to be a very busy one with 2 royal weddings and 2 more great-grandchildren on the way, and Prince Charles marking his 70th birthday in November.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Prince Charles was the first member of the royal family to see an exhibition which reunites Charles I's art collection for the first time in over 350 years on the 29th of January. King Charles, as the Prince of Wales in 1623, began the greatest art collection ever assembled by an English monarch. However, all these wonderful treasures were sold off following his execution in 1649, with some never to be seen again on English soil. Some works were sold off to collectors and given to tradesmen to pay off debts. The Prince, who is the chairman of the Honorary Exhibition Committee at the Royal Academy of Art, was said to provide a helping hand by reuniting Charles I's art collection. The show was commissioned to celebrate the Royal Academy of Art's 250th anniversary, envisioned as the Great Exhibition. More than 80 works were on loan from the Royal Collection with permission from Queen Elizabeth II, with key works taken down from the State Apartments at Windsor Castle, Hampton Court Palace, Kensington Palace, Buckingham Palace and Clarence House to be put on display in the one place. Curators Desmond Shaw Taylor and Per Rumberg spent years visiting European galleries including the Prado, the Louvre in person to persuade directors to loan their most precious paintings. Many had never travelled to Britain before. The show is aimed at providing a deep insight into Charles I's collection, which consisted of 1,500 works, including Renaissance paintings and portraits by Van Dyck. Curator Per Rumberg said Prince Charles had helped behind the scenes to make this impossible dream possible after curators for generations had been keen to turn it into a reality. It is a unique opportunity to see all these works together and understand the influence on English artists, including Reynolds, Gainsborough, Constable and Turner centuries later. You can read more about Charles I's King and Collector exhibition, which runs until Sunday the 15th of April, on our website.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
King Carl Gustav, Queen Sylvia, Crown Princess Victoria and Prince Daniel attended a seminar on the 5th of February in the Kingdom Hall at the Royal Palace. The seminar commemorated 200 years of Bernadotte's on the Swedish throne since 1818, when Carl XIV Johan became king and also reigned as Carl III Johan in Norway. Carl Johan was a Frenchman originally named Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte, who was born in the French town of Pau. About 300 guests were present, including members of the Swedish royal family, government representatives and political parties, royal academies, government and various organisations. The Marshal, Svante Lindqvist, gave the welcoming speech and spoke about Jean-Baptiste's rise from soldier in the French army to becoming King of Sweden and Norway. Other topics included the Bernadottes as builders, who built new castles, villas and gardens such as Rosendal Castle, the Royal Palace in Oslo and Solliden Palace. The palace librarian said the Bernadottes had around 100,000 books during the past 200 years, along with photographs, maps, music and tribute addresses. Not only did the Bernadottes read books, but some have written a few, including Oscar II, whose publishing credits include over 200 titles. King Carl Johan published his orders and proclamations from the 1813 campaign, and Queen Victoria published a travel story of her two trips to Egypt around 1890. The talks finished with the royal commitment and support for the past and present research, including history. King Carl Gustav, who is the seventh Bernadotte monarch, thanked everyone who contributed and attended the seminar. The day finished with a reception held in the Bernadotte Gallery. To find out more about King Carl Johan, read our posts on rightroyalroundup.com.au with this week's show. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.